It's Helping Hand, HBR1 stations, Fridays, part of All Things Considered, online as well at hawaiipublicradio.org. We try to put the spotlight on an organization, event, a topic that offers assistance to the disabled and to folks who are among the most vulnerable. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. This week we are learning about Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Hawaii, and it's a returning guest organization and a new guest from it. No doubt you have heard about it or been part of it during the course of your life. Dennis Brown, the president and CEO, thank you very much for coming, Dennis.
Well, thank you for having me, Dave.
Everyone's probably heard the name.
You're absolutely right. People do know our name very, very well. But what we do is try to help children who are facing some form of adversity. Might be being raised by a single parent, living in poverty, being raised in a foster family situation, or by the grandparents because one or both parent is incarcerated or in drug rehabilitation. These kids really need to have someone to help guide them to choose the right path. It's really a prevention-oriented program. Try to get kids in as young as 6 years old, and we go all the way up to 18 for admitting them, and then we'll continue to support them beyond that into their early 20s if needed, if they'd like to.
If we were to say, who are the kids we should think of as appropriate, it would be somebody that we obviously look at and maybe think of as someone facing adversity. It all depends on the situation we're in. Sometimes we don't know what we're looking at, and we don't realize till afterwards. It could be a loved one, and we didn't see the deterioration they're facing because of a disease. It could be ourselves. It could be. So, if you can kind of draw that connection for me.
Yes, very true, and that's a great observation because it's not always obvious. So, some examples of children that we serve that may be not your typical child that was thought of is, say, a child of a deployed military family, single-parent family. Families, of course, a struggling mom who may have multiple children, children who could maybe use some help with schoolwork. Educational success is one of our three areas. Another one is a child who maybe doesn't have a lot of friends, maybe being bullied in school. It's really about which children would benefit from a relationship with someone who cares about them.
Say those three areas.
So the first area is educational success, both academically and behaviorally. Second one is avoidance of risky behaviors. And the third one, which I like to think is probably one of the most important of all, is having hope and higher aspirations for the future.
That's pretty powerful. The importance of having hope and higher aspirations for the future is a... That's a powerful thing right there.
Yeah, and I have to say on that note, we all can use mentoring, right? Everyone growing up at any stage in your life... And the kids we're looking at maybe don't have that person or have withdrawn and might be, though, able to be reached by someone who is just about them.
Well, that's what you're talking about, is that instills a sense of credibility in the relationship, because that's kind of like somebody who's paid to talk to you. You have a hard time deciding you want to spend a bunch of dough to talk to, let's say, a therapist, because you feel like they're on the clock, they're watching their, you know, their watch or whatever, keeping an eye on the time. But somebody like that, my mom or whoever, didn't buy this as like a medical appointment to make me better. To me, that strikes of it's a more genuine relationship.
That's one of the beauties of the Big Brothers Big Sisters model being one-on-one. And as you're saying, the credibility part of it is so important because it takes a while for the two to form a bond. The child comes into this not so sure.
It has to be built. To me, I guess I see the Big Brothers Big Sisters thing as serving a therapeutic role.
And you're absolutely right. You know, it's all about the relationship, the training and the coaching of these mentors. We have a case manager assigned to every one of those pairs and stays in contact with the little brother, the big brother, and the parent or guardian.
How do you find the mentors? Is that something that you have a need for? And talk a little bit about that and how people can help the organization.
Great. Thank you for asking, because resources are always important in the nonprofit world. And our two greatest needs are for male volunteers. We actually get a lot of women. We don't have as many girls, though. So for a lot of these women, they're on a wait list. We don't get as many inquiries. We actively go to the schools and try to recruit for girls. On the other hand, it's the opposite with the boys. We don't get as many men. I think part of it is it's somewhat of a commitment.
Well, you just said with the whole issue, I mean, the elephant in the room in all this to me is that's how this whole problem started, right? Everybody had these kids they didn't commit to. They didn't take care of them. Now the kid needs somebody else to look after them. It's all part of the same thing, which is, seems to be an indictment that in general, there's an issue with men having kids they're not prepared to take care of. And it started really because these male figures weren't there to begin with.
You know, that's a great point. We don't really talk about it in those terms, but you're absolutely right. And, you know, we at any given time, like currently we have about 40 boys on the wait list. So what we like to emphasize to any single moms out there who have daughters, or even dads who are single dads who are struggling raising your daughter because you're not sure. For you single moms with a daughter, again, we're not trying to replace you. The idea is that your daughter has things that they might want to talk about to someone else other than you. And again, we call it a big sister because that's really, it becomes a sister relationship.
When it comes to helping you guys out.
One is we are looking for a few new board members, and that goes for our statewide board as well as our regional boards on each island. So we do have a need for new equipment, a whole new computer system. Our computers are almost 10 years old. And then, of course, cash donations. We've got some campaigns going on. And also, potentially, to sign up to become a monthly donor, which is a new program for us. We also have our donation center where we're constantly mailing households or even telephoning. The donation center itself is more for donating used clothing and small household items.
And you'll pick up the items.
Right. Or we also have locations on our website around the island, places you can drop off your donation if you'd rather do that.
That website is bbbshawaii.org. Email is bbbs@bbbshawaii.org.
Correct.
And then 808-521-3811.
Yes.
At our website, hawaiipublicradio.org, you can find all of our Helping Hand segments online where you get the contact information right there. Plus, you can hear the full interview and the radio feature. Things that we didn't cover that are important to get in there?
Well, you know, I always like to share this because you mentioned credibility earlier in terms of my credibility and how I speak about the impact that our program has on children. I was the very first recipient of that here in Hawaii. I was the very first little brother back in 1963.
Wow.
My big brother was Henry Sumita, and we, as you mentioned earlier, also were lifetime friends until he passed away in 2011 at the age of 80 years old. And I was so honored. I mean, just to give you a little flavor of the impact that his three grown children then asked me to give one of the eulogies at his service because they said that relationship was really important to him, they knew. And the fact that we were the first also was kind of special. So
Wow. It
was a big honor for me to be able to do that and to give back in some small way for I am who I am and where I am today because of Henry in a lot of ways. So important to me because he volunteered to do it.
1963, when the organization arrived here, so it was already
yes.
on the mainland. Mm-hmm. The first ever little brother in the entire state is you.
Yes. And now I've been the CEO for a little over 17 years.
That's very, that's humbling stuff. Henry was, he was willing to do this as a volunteer.
Yes.
And then you stayed friends from 1963. It's so beautiful that you like kind of save that humbly till the end, because that is extraordinarily touching.
Oh, thank you.
Buddies for all that time,
yes,
all the stuff
yes.
you guys got to share.
Mm-hmm.
That's one to think about. Henry. That
was, Henry. Right.
God bless him.
Mm-hmm.
President and CEO, Big Brothers, Big Sisters Hawaii, Dennis Brown, what an outstanding guest to have. I hope you stay in touch. I hope you know I appreciate getting to help you, and I hope you'll come back sometime and be my guest again.
Oh, it'd be my pleasure. And thank you so much for this opportunity. As we said at the very beginning, it almost takes this kind of an interview to be able to explain what's behind our program, because it's not readily apparent in our name or, you know, in a 30-second soundbite. So I really appreciate this opportunity, Dave.
My great pleasure.